He was the only black of his class, but he was the salutatorian of his class, that is, second ranked. He was regarded as a bright student, and of course he was a wonderful track star right from the beginning. He ran like the wind. He was described as running everywhere. He loved to run. I don't think that was common at the time, although athletics were important in local schools, as they are now. And there was a track team, but he was the star. And I think everybody recognized him, and the local papers frequently mentioned him as one of the fastest men in the world. He graduated in 1899 from La Crosse High School and went on to UW-Madison and got a bachelor's degree there. He rose to the top wherever he was. In those times, outside organizations had a major role in placing athletes in competition. One of those organizations was the Milwaukee Athletic Club. And two or three people connected with the Milwaukee Athletic Club, the MAC, sponsored George's enrollment in the 1904 Olympics. But there was one other black runner that competed and medaled. George, we believe, was the first black Olympic medalist. He might have been only an hour or two ahead of the other one, but he was the first. It would have been a big deal. There were very few black athletes in that Olympics, and there were blacks who boycotted that event because the public stands were segregated. And some of the blacks who would have been there refused to participate. They boycotted it, and they asked George to boycott. But given his background, where he came from, and some of his major supporters and friends were white people, so I think he felt that he needed to participate in this event. He did very well. He did compete, and he medaled twice, and it set him up on a national stage, really. And as far as I know, he never competed, except perhaps in some local races, again. This is something I think, and some other friends of mine, colleagues, believe, that lacrosse should be giving far better, stronger recognition of this remarkable man as a scholar athlete. He was an Olympic medalist, and I see him as a role model, and I think the city intends to emphasize this aspect of somebody who was born into very modest circumstances, achieving local stardom, really, and Madison stardom, and then Olympic stardom. Here's something that kids can relate to. Look what he did. And he didn't just run. He got really good grades. You can do this.